上个聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是天国好像宝贝。
The topic I would like to use to encourage you today is the kingdom of heaven is like treasure.
请看马太福音13:44。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44.
马太福音13:44。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。主耶稣在这边所讲的比喻。
The parable Jesus told here.
他说天国就是神的国。
And in this parable, he said the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
好像宝贝藏在地里。
And this kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
简单说就是神的教会要建设在教在地面上。
This means the church of God will be built on earth.
在神的教会里面有很多神的恩典，好像宝贝一样。
And in the church of God, there will be many grace, just like the treasures.
那么有人呢遇见这个宝贝。
And a person came upon this treasure.
他是偶然遇见的，并不是特地去找。
And this is by coincidence. He did not went out to find this treasure.
他能够把握机会。
He grabbed hold of the opportunity.
他发现这个宝贝以后。
After he found this treasure.
他就把这个宝贝藏起来。
He hid it again.
然后呢，非常高兴的去变卖他一切所有的，来买所藏宝贝的这一块地。
And in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought this field.
那今天晚上所要讲的部分呢
？And what I would like to discuss today.
就是这个人呢，把这个宝贝藏起来。
Is that this person hid this treasure again?
在我们的主角的了解啊。
By our instinct, we would understand this as.
好像神的恩典，神的这个宝贝，为什么要把它藏起来呢
？We would feel.We will wonder why he will want to hid this grace from God and this treasure from God again.
如果这样呢，这个比喻就很难解释。
If this is how we interpret this parable, then it will be hard to explain it.
因为呢，在这个宝贝里面呢，有很多种。
Because there are different kinds of treasure.
在神看起来呢，有关呢属于宝贝的呢是非常多啊。
In the eyes of God, there are many things that can be considered as treasure.
那连信耶稣以后也会渐渐去发现。
And after a person believes in the Lord, we will begin to find these treasures.
所以这个宝贝不是单独的神的救
恩。Therefore, this treasure does not only refer to the salvation of God.
还有其他神的恩典。
But it also refers to all the other grace.
如果单独的神的救恩，当然不能够把它藏起来。
If this treasure is referring to the salvation of God, then of course we cannot hid it again.
以实际的情形来说。
But in reality,
一个人呢，为了怕失去这个宝贝。
If a person is afraid to lose this treasure,
他当然会想办法把它藏起来。
Of course, he would do his best to hide it.
这是当时的一种习惯。
This would be a habit.
所以圣经也有记载有关藏宝的事情。
Therefore, the Bible also records about hidden treasure.
那在中国的文化里面呢，也有藏宝的这种习惯。
And the same also happens in Chinese custom.
有的在兵荒这个马乱的时候
，during wartime，
就会把他的宝贵的东西藏在地里面。
Some people would hid their treasure underground。
等到呢平静了以后，他再回来把它挖出来。
And after there is peace again, they will dig the treasure out again。
所以在当时的环境呢，也有这种情形。
Therefore, during that time, it was the similar situation。
请参看约伯记。
Please turn to Job.
3:21。
Job chapter 3 verse 21.
约伯记3:21。
Job chapter 3 verse 21.
他们却望死，却不得死，求死甚于求 隐藏的珍宝。一个受患难的人很难去忍受。
A person facing suffering, persecution could not bear this kind of pain.
在那很痛苦的时候呢，他宁愿早一点死。
And under great pain, this person might want to die.
像约伯他本身啊。
Just like Job himself.
但是呢，命还是保住，不得死。
But he was still alive.
所以在那时候内心的感受呢，死好像比得到这个珍宝呢更好。
Therefore, at that time, he would feel that death would be much more better than the treasure.
隐藏的珍宝啊，到底藏多少不知道。
This hidden treasure, we do not know how abundant it is.
或多或少都有。
It could be abundant or it could be very little.
所以当时的希伯来人也有这种习惯。
Therefore, during that time, the Hebrews also had this kind of custom.
再参看箴言第二章第四节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 4.
箴言第二章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 4.
寻找他如寻找影子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。这里说他就是指的智慧聪明。
Here it refers to wisdom and intelligence.
有的人呢，一直的在追求，在寻找智慧聪明。
Many people search for wisdom.
那有关箴言里面的智慧呢，就是指的神。
And in Proverbs, wisdom refers to God.
那这里说呢，好像在搜求这个隐藏的珍宝，非常宝贵。
And here it says these people pursue after this as if they're pursuing after treasure.
那除了这两个地方有提到这个隐藏的珍宝以外，
And aside from these two recordings of hidden treasure in the Bible,
那么在耶稣的比喻当中啊，
In the parables Jesus told,
像马太福音二十五章里面，
Like the ones in Matthew chapter 25,
他有提到呢，有一个人他要到外国去。
Here it mentioned that a man was to go out of country.
那这个比喻也是天国的比喻。
This parable is also referring to the heavenly kingdom.
他说天国好像一个人要到外国去。
Here he says heaven is like a man going on a journey.
就叫他的仆人来。
And he called his servant.
就按他们的才干呢，把家业分给他们。
And according to their talents, he divided the possessions.
这里面有提到五千、两千、一千。
Here he talked about five talents, two talents, and one talent.
要他们去发挥再赚多少都可以。
So the servant can use these talents according to their ability.
请看二十五章的十九节。
Please look at chapter 25, verse 18.
但那领一千的去取开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。这里说呢，领一千的就把这一千银子呢，把它藏在地里面。
Here it records that the servant who received one talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid this money in there.
再看二十五节。
Let's jump to verse 25.
我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。这个人怕这些银子输掉。
This person was afraid that he would lose these talents.
所以发现这个宝贝的人呢，他很自然会把它藏起来。
Therefore, a person who found the treasure, according to his instinct, he will hide it.
那所谓宝贝呢？这个项目很多啊。
Treasure refers to many things.
有些事情呢是非常宝贵的。
Some things are very precious.
值得你去做。
And it's worth doing.
但是呢，你做这些有价值、有宝贵的事情。
But when you do these things,
按照主耶稣所主教我们呢，并不一定要去宣传。
And according to the teachings from Jesus, we should not go and broadcast about our doing.
你要在暗中做，好像把它藏起来一样，没有人知道。
We must do this secretly, as if we're hiding it so that no one would know about it.
在神看起来有很多的善事是非常宝贵的。
In the eyes of God, many good deeds are very precious.
当你发现了，你赶快去做。
When you find this, you should go and do it.
没有人知道。
And you should not let anyone know about it.
你也不希望人家知道。
And you should not wish anyone to know.
但是这是非常宝贵，好像宝贝一样。
But this is very precious, just like hidden treasure.
因为你做下去呢，会得到神的这个啊报赏。
Because by practicing these deeds, you will receive blessing from God.
如果你从这方面来去发现呢，这个比喻就非常宝贵。
If you discover things this way, then this parable will be very precious to you.
那么要建设教会呢，啊，这个基础很重要。
And to build a church, the foundation is very important.
要使教会发展呢，啊，这个观念也很重要。
If a church is to prosper, we must have this important concept.
这就是我们特别要强调主耶稣讲这个比喻的那个深奥的地方。
This is what we must put emphasis on. This is the profound meaning of this parable told by God.
请看马太福音第六章第一节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
马太福音第六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐。天父的赏赐是非常宝贵。
Reward from our Father in heaven is very precious.
这里说呢，啊，要做善事呢，啊，不要去宣传。
Here says do not broadcast about your act of righteousness.
不要叫人知道。
Do not do it before men, and do not let it be seen by them.
好像把它藏起来一样。
Just like you're trying to hide it.
再看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。连自己的左右手呢，啊，都右手做，不要让左手知道。
Even what our right hand do should not let our left hand know.
好像夫妻是一体的。
Just like husband and wife are one.
但是有时候为主耶稣所做的善事呢，有的连自己的配偶也不让他知道。
But sometimes when we do good deeds for Jesus, we do not let our spouse know.
为了能够呢，得到很顺利得到这种赏赐。
This is so that we can receive this reward, this blessing.
不这样做不行啊。
If we not, do not do this, do not hide our good deeds, then we will not receive the reward.
因为呢，有时候给别人知道会受到阻挡，你做不成。
Because sometimes if you let other people know, you will face obstacles and you will not be able to perform this righteous deed.
有时候给人知道，你得到人的掌声称赞，那你的从天父的报偿就没有了。
Sometimes if you let other people know, you will receive praise from man, and therefore your reward from the Heavenly Father will be gone.
我们当传道的人啊，有时候呢，信徒会请出患。
And as a person who preached for the Lord, sometimes the members will invite us to dinner.
曾经在台湾有一次，有一个弟兄请好几个传道出患。
Once in Taiwan, a member invited many preachers to dinner.
其中有一个传啊，真谢谢你啊。
And a preacher said, thank you very much.
那个弟兄马上想到这里所记载的。
Then that brother was remembered what it was written here.
说我的赏赐就因为你这一句谢谢呢，就没有了。
He said, my reward is gone because of your thank you.
所以主耶稣在这边所说的呢，就是很宝贵的事情。
Therefore, what Jesus told us here is very precious.
再看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
要叫你们施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必能报答你。这里提到呢，所做的事情是在暗中做的。
Here it tells us what we do must be in secret.
所以做一件宝贵的事情，好像藏起来，只有天父知道。
Therefore, this precious act we do, we should hide it. Only the Father should know about it.
因为他本身怕失去天父的这种报偿啊。
We hide it because we're afraid that if we let others know, we would lose the reward from the Father.
所以呢，啊，这个发现宝贝的人把它藏起来是很自然的事情。
Therefore, it is very natural for this person to hide the treasure.
还有呢，神看我们每一个得到救恩的人。
And also, when God looks at every one of us who received salvation,
也是非常宝贵的。
He sees us as someone precious.
但是神还是要做些人呢，来荣耀他。
But God still wants these people to glorify Him.
不希望做些人呢，啊，来得到神的荣耀。神所拣选的人呢，要归荣耀给神。
The people chosen by God have to give glory to God.
我们每一个人在神的心目中呢，是非常宝贵的。
Every one of us precious in the heart of God.
请看以赛亚书43章。
Please look at Isaiah.
第四节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4.
以赛亚书43章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4.
因我看你为宝为尊，又因我爱你，所以我属人代替你，属列邦人替换你的生命。神的选民啊，是神所爱的，神心目中的好像宝贝的儿子一样。
The chosen people of God is precious in the eyes of God. They are like treasures in His eyes.
所以我们这些信耶稣的人称为神的儿女。
This is why all believers are children of God.
在主耶稣的名下里面的人，
all those under the name of Jesus.
我们再看第七节。
Let's also look at verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。我们每个人都能够来荣耀神啊。
Every one of us can glorify God.
所以做一些宝贵的事情呢，是要来荣耀神，不是要荣耀自己。
Therefore, these precious acts is to glorify God, not us.
如果呢，希望得到对方的回报，
If we want something to be given to us in return,
或者是称赞，
or praise,
这个神也知道，等于呢，啊，没有归荣耀给神啊。
God will know about this, and this means we do not glorify Him.
在旧约圣经里面呢，啊，有两个人啊，他们在暗中做了非常宝贵的事情。
In the Old Testament, it records two people who did very good deeds in secret.
什么最宝贵？当然是生命。
What is most precious? That would be life.
能够保护人的生命，这是很大的善事啊，做很宝贵的事情。
If you can protect someone's life, this is very precious.
当亚哈做以色列王的时候，
When Ahab was the king of Israel,
所有耶和华神的先知呢，都被王后耶洗别杀掉。
And all the prophets were killed by the queen Jezebel.
这个时候呢，大家都紧张起来。
And everyone was nervous.
但是以利亚先知呢，啊，他抓不到。
But she could not catch the prophet Elijah.
当然除了他以外还有很多的先知啊。
Of course, aside from this prophet, there are many other prophets.
那时候有一个人啊，他冒生命的危险啊。
And at that time, there was this person who risked his own life.
把神的先知呢，藏100个啊，真的不简单啊。
And hid 100 prophets of God.
请看列王记上18章。
Please turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上18章
First Kings chapter 18
13节
Verse 13
列王记上18章13节
First Kings chapter 18 verse 13
耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候，我将耶和华的100个先知藏了，每50人藏在一个洞里，拿饼和水供养他们，岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗？以利亚先知呢，啊，他碰到这个 Obadiah.
And Elijah met Obadiah.
Obadiah 呢？啊，可能在王宫里面做事的。
And Obadiah was serving in the palace.
当王后要杀神的先知的时候，他冒生命的危险，把神的先知藏100个。
When the king wanted to kill all the prophets of God, he risked his life and hid the prophets, hid 100 prophets of the Lord.
这100个人的生命呢？啊，操在他的手中啊。
And the life of these 100 prophets was in his hand.
他藏得非常成功。
He was very successful in hiding them.
100个人的生命，尤其是先知的生命啊，您看这个价值多高啊，真是宝贝啊。
The life of 100 men, the life of 100 prophets was very precious.
那这个欧巴底以为以利亚先知出道，其实以利亚先知也不出道。
Then this man, Obadiah, he thought Prophet Elijah would know about this, but actually he did not.
所以这个欧巴底呢，我相信他会得到神的报赏很大。
Therefore, I believe this man Obadiah would receive great blessing from God.
还有一个就是以书帖记里面的莫底，这个莫底改。
Another person is Mordecai recorded in Esther.
他曾经救王的命。
He saved the life of the king.
结果呢，只有在历史簿里面的记录啊，很少人知道。
But then his good deed was only recorded in the book of history. No one knew about it. Not even the king knew about his good act.
你看以书帖记第六章。
Please turn to the book of Esther, chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
以书帖记第六章第一节到第三节。
Esther, chapter 6, verse 1-3.
那夜王睡不着觉，就吩咐人取历书来念给他听，正遇见书上写着说，王的太监中有两个守门的，必探和提列想要下手害亚哈水鲁王。莫迪改将这事告诉王后，王说莫迪改行了这事，是他什么尊荣爵位没有。事后王的臣仆回答说，没有是他什么。莫迪改救王的生命，这个恩情是多大，赏赐多大。
Mordecai saved the life of the king. He should have received great reward for this.
但是他什么赏赐都没有。
But he did not receive any.
他也没有去托人去要求啊。
He did not send men to the king to ask for this reward.
所以当王呢，听到太监在读历史的这种记录的时候，他真的很难过。
Therefore, when the king heard the eunuch reading the book of the chronicles to him, he felt very bad about this.
说建立这么大的功劳都没有什么赏赐。
A person who did this great deed for me did not receive any blessing or any reward.
后来王就问说，要怎样来报答他？
Therefore, the king asked, "How can I repay this person?"
刚好呢，有一个人要来找王啊。
And at this time, by coincidence, a man came to see the king.
就哈曼宰相。
And this is Haman.
太监说啊，都就是那个哈曼要来找你啊。
And so the eunuch told the king, "Haman is here to see you."
他说：“哎，那请他进来。”
And so the king says, "Bring him in."
其实哈曼就是要进来求王啊，要害死就莫迪改。
But Haman came here to ask the king to kill Mordecai.
那神就问哈曼啊，说王所尊荣、所尊敬、所喜悦的人要怎样来对待他？
So then the king asked Haman, "How should I treat a man that I respect?"
哈曼以为王所尊敬、所喜欢的人是他。
And Haman thought the person king referred to was him.
他就向王建议说，把王的衣服、王的马、王的帽子都给他穿，叫一个尊贵的人呢，在街上为他宣传。
And so Haman suggested to the king that the king give this person his royal robe and his horse, and ask a man the king respect and take this other man around.
王说很好，你把做你所建立的做在莫迪改的身上。
The king said, "This is very good suggestion. Please do it on Mordecai."
莫迪改也知道这个哈曼要害他，甚至害他所有的同胞啊。
Mordecai knew that Haman wanted to kill him and wanted to persecute all his people.
但是他反而得到这一次的尊荣呢，他没有报复的心啊。
But after Mordecai received this glory, he did not want to take revenge on Haman.
请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
莫迪改仍回到朝门，哈曼却悠悠闷闷地蒙着头，急忙回家去了。两个人心态差别太大。
These two people have totally different feelings.
原因就是莫迪改是敬畏神的人。
And the reason behind it was that Mordecai was a man who feared the Lord.
他所做的事情非常宝贵，但是不一定呢，要让人知道，神知道就好。
He had done precious deeds, but he did not need other people to know. Only God needs to know.
后来他愿。他心里所愿的，希望天上的神来保护他们的同胞能够平安。
And later, his wish was the Lord in heaven could protect his people so that they could live in peace.
他不希望个人来得到尊荣。
He did not want to receive glory for himself.
结果呢，他的同胞还是蒙神保护，真的蒙神保护，这个赏赐才大的。
And in the end, his people was protected by God, and this is a great blessing indeed.
那主耶稣所讲的这个藏宝的比喻啊
，and the parable of the treasure told by Jesus，
就讲到神的国就是教会
，and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is the church。
那么这个教会呢要一直发展起来
，and the church must prosper。
当然呢，要根基打得好。
In order to do so, we must have good foundation.
也就是说呢，扎根的工作要做得好。
Therefore, we must do a good job in rooting.
那么扎根的意义呢？第一点就是不做表面的事情。
And to be rooted means that we do not do things on surface.
一棵树好像教会一样。
A tree is like a church.
也好像一个人一棵树。
A person is also like a tree.
他能够欣欣向荣。
If he can grow and be prosperous.
教会能够一直的发展。
If a church can grow.
那么，要先进行扎根啊。
The first thing we have to do is to be rooted.
好像树根是在土里面看不见藏起来的。
Just like the roots of the tree is underground and cannot be seen and is hidden.
那这个扎根的意义呢？第一点就是不做表面功夫啊。
And what's significant about be rooted is that we should not do things that's only on the surface.
如果在教会里面呢，很多人做表面功夫，这个教会绝对不会兴旺的。
If many people at church does this, then this church will not be prosperous.
教会有很多宝贵的工作啊。
There are many precious works to be done at church.
一定要呢，像扎根一样的。
And we must do this like the way the tree roots.
实际上做，没有人知道，没有关系。
And if nobody knows about our deeds, then it's okay.
对个人来说。
And to every individual.
追求内心的宝贵很重要。
It's very important to pursue after the treasure in our heart.
但是人往往忽略这一点啊。
But often people will neglect this.
只追求表面的漂亮。
And only pursue after beauty on the surface.
真正美的人就是内在美。
A person with true beauty is a person with inner beauty.
外在美是装饰的。
The beauty on the surface is for decoration only.
外在美也有自然美的。
And some people have natural beauty that show to the outside.
随着年龄的增多呢，这种美呢会渐渐消失啊。
But as we age, this kind of beauty would disappear.
但是内在美不一样。
But inner beauty is different.
时间越久越来越美啊。
As we age, we will be more beautiful.
请看彼得前书第三章。
Please turn to First Peter.
第四节、第五节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 4 and 5.
彼得前书第三章第四节第五节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 4 and 5.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，坐在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时候仰赖神的圣洁夫人，正是以主为装束，圣服自己的丈夫。彼得在这边提到说，在神的面前极宝贵的是什么
？Here Peter tells us what is precious in the eyes of God，
就是内在美
，which is inner beauty。
那这里所提到的呢，可能就是指的亚伯拉罕的太太。
Here he's probably referring to the wife of Abraham。
因为根据第六节让我们了解
，because in verse 6 we understand，
撒拉呢外表是很美
，we understand that Sarah is a beautiful woman， even though outwardly she is very beautiful， but inside of her she's even more beautiful。
这个是非常重要的
，this is very important。
因此呢，亚伯兰跟撒拉真的克服很多的困难。
This is why Abraham and Sarah can overcome many obstacles。
这种追求内在的宝贵的非常重要，是我们每一个信徒都需要追求的。
Therefore, it is very important for all believers to pursue after inner beauty.
还有内心的舒适，就是一种爱的舒适。
And also to give in our heart, which means love.
请看路加福音。
Please turn to look.
十一章四十一节
Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 41
路加福音十一章四十一节
Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 41
只要把里面的施舍给人，凡物与你们就都洁净了。主耶稣在这边说，把里面的施舍给人。
Here Lord Jesus tells us, give what's inside.
法利赛人呐、在犹太教里面呐、表面功夫做得非常美。
The Pharisees had shown good deeds on the outside.
所以主耶稣就说，这些人经常洗这个杯盘的外面呐、
Therefore, Jesus said these people often clean the outside of the dish.
但是里面非常脏、
But the inside of the dish is very dirty.
一个人好像器具一样。
A person is like a vessel.
表面功夫做得非常好
，From the outside we look very good。
但是呢，内心不好
，But our heart is not good。
所以，教会的每一个分子呢，如果呢都有内在美，这个教会一定会发展的。
Therefore, if all members of the church have inner beauty, then this church will progress and be prosperous。
如果每个人呢表面功夫都很棒的话，这个教会绝对不会发展的。
And if every member of the church only care about the outside, then this church will not progress.
所以那个人把这个宝贝藏起来，就是有这种含义在里面。
Therefore, this person hid the treasure, have give us this kind of meaning.
甚至一个人的虔诚的表现，这个是很宝贵的。
And also, to be godly is also very precious.
那主耶稣提到这个虔诚啊，就提到。祷告还有禁食啊。
And when Jesus mentioned godly, he mentioned fasting and praying.
这个都要在暗中做的。
All these should be done in secret.
请看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第六节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6.
马太福音第六章第六节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门。祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。连祷告都能够蒙神报答。
Even prayer can give us reward from God.
这个跟祷告的效果也有关系。
This is also related to the effect of prayer.
有的人是为自己的事情来暗中祷告。
Some people pray in the secret for their own good.
但是也有很多有爱心人关心别人，为别人代祷，但是那个人不一定知道的。
There are also many members who have love in their heart and pray for other people, intercede for other people.
他们天父在暗中查看，会报赏他，这是一种很大的善事。
And the person they pray for may not know about this, but the Father who watches in secret will give reward.
再看十八节。
Let's also look at verse 18.
不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。这个进食是个人问题。
Fasting is only related to the individual.
但是在大众化宣布禁食，这个很少，也是有，但是不多。
It's very rare that we would announce about fasting.
有的人禁食呢，喜欢人知道他是非常虔诚、有信心，这个不对。
Some people, when they're fasting, they want other people to know that they're very godly.
所以主耶稣提到这些虔诚的事情都很宝贵。
And this is not right. And therefore, when Jesus mentioned all these godly doings, they're all very precious.
但是要暗中进行，好像把它藏起来一样。
But we must do these in secret, like we're trying to hide it.
所以这个扎根的工作。
Therefore, the work of being rooted.
第一点就是不做表面功夫啊。
The first would be to not only show the outside.
那第二点呢，就是埋没自我啊。
And the second point is to hide our own self.
树根呢，人看不到。
The root cannot be seen by anyone.
如果你一直要看到它呢，它会死掉。
If you have to see the root will die.
保罗的书信里面曾经在一节圣经啊，提到三个头啊。
In the letters written by Paul, there's a verse that mentioned about three heads.
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书十一章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。这三个头都有一个注释。
All these three heads are organized in an order.
在教会里面，基督是我们的头。
In the church, the head of the church is Christ.
在家庭里面，男人是女人的头。
In a family, the man is the head of the woman.
在整个来说呢，神是基督的头。
And when we look at the whole picture, God is the head of Christ.
在救恩救赎的工作还没有完成之前呢，基督这个一直的存在。
Before the work of salvation is complete, Christ will exist.
耶稣基督是中保，是人与神之间的中保。
Jesus Christ, the mediator, which is the mediator between man and God.
所以这个扎根的意义呢，就是埋没自我，不做头。
And to be rooted is to hide our own selves so that we will not be the head.
主耶稣在马太福音二十三章里面
，Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 23，
所讲的大多数是针对当时的这个法利赛人呐。
What he mentioned here was towards the Pharisees。
当时的文士法利赛人在犹太受会呢是善人呐，就是人人所尊敬的。
The Pharisees at that time was praised by many people and had great respect from others.
但是呢，这些人都是表面功夫非常棒的。
They have always shown good deeds on the outside.
请看二十三章第六节。
Please look at Matthew chapter 23, verse 6.
喜爱筵席上的所谓会堂里的高位第七节，又喜爱人在街市上问他的安，称呼他拉比。这个太长不要全部讲了，就是不要太显露自己。
And this recording is very long, so I will not discuss about all of it. And the point is not to show yourself.
使徒保罗在美国信徒的心目中是非常伟大。
Apostle Paul is a very great man in the eyes of every believer.
但是他写加拉太书的时候说，他跟主耶稣同钉十字架。
But when he wrote the book of Galatians, he mentioned that he was nailed on the cross with Jesus.
现在活着在他里面的是耶稣，不是他自己。
and now who lives in him is Christ, not himself.
因为他把自己已经钉死了。
Because he already nailed himself on the cross.
就是他不做表面功夫，不显露自己。
This means that he will not try to show himself and only work on the outer appearance.
所以他在教会里面工作做得很成功啊。
This is why he was very successful in his work in the church.
差一点就是你啊，一棵树呢啊，能够结果子出来。
Another point is a tree must bear fruit.
才能够啊，让主人高兴。
So the master will be happy.
同样的，我们要结出果子来，主耶稣才能够得到荣耀。
Similarly, we must bear fruit so Jesus can have glory.
这个是在行为方面。
This is referring to our deeds.
那么在做圣工方面。
Then if we talk about holy work,
耶稣呢、啊、为了呢、啊、让主耶稣得到荣耀。
Then we know that doing holy work is to glorify God.
请看约翰福音第九章第三节。
Please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 3.
约翰福音第九章第三节。
Gospel of John, chapter
第三节。
9, verse 3.
耶稣回答说：“也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。有一个人生下来就瞎眼。
There was a man who was born blind.
这个人不是坏人。
This man is not a wicked person.
那为什么会这么啊不幸呢
？Why he was so unfortunate then？
主耶稣结束说：要在他的身上。”显出神的作为来。
Jesus explained that this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
后来他得到神迹啊，
later,
就好起来。
Later a miracle came upon him and he was cured.
行神迹的耶稣呢，也是为了荣耀天父。
And Jesus who performed the miracle performed it to glorify the Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣成为人族的时候
，Therefore, when Jesus became the Son of Man,
所有的事情、所有的工作都是为了荣耀天父。
All his work was done to glorify the Heavenly Father.
这个就是要给他的教会呢留下很好的榜样。
Jesus did this to set a good example for all his churches.
请看约翰福音书七章。
Please look at Gospel of John.
第四节。
Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 4.
约翰福音书七章第四节。
Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。十七章是主耶稣的婚礼的祷告。
The chapter 17 is the prayer before Jesus departs.
他对天父说啊。
He said to the Father.
他说在地上所做的所有的事情都是为了荣耀天父。
He said, all I did on earth was to bring you glory.
同样的，我们在教会在地面上所做的一切事都为了荣耀神。
Similarly, all we do in the church, all we do on this earth is to glorify God.
这就是在进行扎根的工作。
This is doing the work of being rooted.
那这个扎根呢，要扎根在基督里面。
And we must root ourselves in Jesus.
请看哥罗西书第二章。
Please turn to Colossians.
第七节。
Colossians chapter 7.
哥罗西书第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7. Colossians chapter 2 verse 7.
在他里面生根建造。信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长。我们每个人都要扎根在基督里面。
All of us have to be rooted in Christ.
扎根在基督里面，看不见了。
If we are rooted in Christ, this root cannot be seen.
所以有的人不会做表面功，实际上他信心很好，有美好的灵性。
Therefore, some people, even though they have good faith inside of them, they do not show on the outside.
那有的表面功夫做得好，但是没有美好的灵性。
Some people may seem very faithful to God, but actually they do not have good spirituality.
那么扎根在基督里面呢？啊，虽然看不见，
But if even though we cannot see the root that's in Christ,
但是这种工作呢，工程呢，经得起考验。
But this kind of work can overcome many tests.
所以有关呢啊这一方面宝贵的工作呢，保罗有提到说会经过考验的。
Therefore, regarding this kind of work, Paul had told us this kind of work have to go through tests.
请看哥林多前书第三章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
The foundation that had been laid was Jesus Christ.
但是呢，在上面建造的，我们在基督里面要怎样去建造呢？
But there are people building on top of this foundation, and how should we build on top of it in Christ?
这个是每个人为神所做的事情，好像一个工程一样。
And the process of building is all the things we do for God.
请看十三节。
Please look at verse 13.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有何发现，做何要试验个人的工程怎样。所以每个人啊，对神所做的工作是非常宝贵，但是这个工程要经过考验。
And all the work we do for the Lord is very precious, but this work has to stand the test of time.
所以我们这个教会是神的教会，根基是很好了。
Therefore, our church is the church of God, and we have good foundation.
但是在这个根基上面工作的这些弟兄姐妹
，But the brothers and sisters who works on the foundation.
非常重要的。
We are very important.
请看十四节。
Please look at verse 14.
人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。所以我们在神的教会里面所做的工啊。
Therefore, all the work we do in the church of God.
能够经得起考验。
If all these work can survive.
才能够得赏赐。
If they survive, then we will be able to receive reward.
那教会一定会发展的。
And then the church will be prosperous.
那当然呢，啊，能够经得起考验呢，这个要从多方面来看的。
And surely, what it means by surviving the test, we have to look at this from many aspects.
有纯正的信仰。
First is that we have to have a pure faith.
也就是说呢，对神的真理真是很了解呀。
This means we must truly understand the truth of the Lord.
他怎样的文章或者啊言语都不会来动摇他的信心。
No matter what kind of articles we read or what kind of things we hear, our faith will not be shaken.
也就是说，每个人要建立起这种纯正的信仰。
Which means everyone has to build this kind of pure faith.
信心才能够坚固。
So that we can stand firm in our faith.
那每个人信心都很坚固。
And if everyone can have strong faith.
那教会一定会发展的。
And the church will grow.
否则的话呢，啊，大家都信心软弱，就三分五裂，这个教会就散了。
Otherwise, if everyone is weak, then this church will break apart.
那么能够呢，啊，信心坚固，啊。再来呢，他有谦卑顺服神的这种态度。
And after we have firm faith, then we must be submissive to God.
他能够跟随主耶稣到底呀。
We can follow Jesus until the end.
好像彼得所说的。
It's like what Peter said.
你有永生之道，我不跟从你，要跟从谁呢
？Since you have the truth about salvation, about eternal life, who else should I follow?
那每个人都有这样的信仰根基呀、
啊。And if everyone has this kind of foundation about their faith,
那教会一定会发展。
The church will grow.
所以主耶稣说，天国好像宝贝。
This is why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like treasure.
真的在教会里面有很多宝贝、啊。
In a church we have many treasures.
那晚上所讲的就是那人把它藏起来，就是有这些含义给大家做参考。
And